Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now pushing into the seventh inning for the second consecutive start. As he gets a ground ball to the right side, France fields it, flips to Chris, stomps on the bag. It's a 1-2-3 seventh inning, and Chris Paddock, phenomenal.
Chris Atterbury on the call right here on the Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WCCO. That highlight, Chris Paddock has been off the charts here lately. He has been awesome. The entire starting rotation has been awesome. The team overall has been awesome. And joining us now to talk Twins baseball is the Twins president of baseball operations, Derek Falvey. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. Derek, I appreciate your time this evening.
Thanks for having me on, Henry.
Yeah, I want to start with the individual that we just heard the highlight, Chris Paddock. He is somebody that specifically when me and you sat there with Dave St. Peter and we did the round table at Twins Fest, I kind of questioned him because, number one, he's been, you know, he's had to deal with the injuries. It's very unfortunate the last couple of years with the Minnesota Twins. And anybody that watches Twins baseball would say that that has negatively impacted the rotation. But this season, he's heard the bell and he has stepped up and he has gotten better in the season. Why do you think what do you think is the number one reason why maybe the light bulb has kind of come on for Chris Paddock here as of late? Because he has looked absolutely outstanding.
Well, you're right, Henry. He's been great for us and something that we were hoping for and certainly expecting if he would get back to full health and full form, because when he's been at his best, he's been a really good pitcher in the big leagues. And, you know, the reality is he went through his second Tommy John procedure a couple of years back now. And, you know, it's not as common for guys to go through two Tommy Johns during their professional career. We are seeing it more of late now, certainly. But the fact that it took him a little get it going, to get his stuff a little more crisp. I mean, you're seeing him get deeper into games. He's always had good command. You know, he's got the ability to put the ball where he wants, his fastball where he wants. His changeup's really come along this year in the way that it used to. And then he's thrown his breaking ball for strikes. So that allows him to get much deeper into games, as the highlight just showed. And you know, he's pitched into the sixth, seventh inning for us a couple times now, which has been huge if you have that from a guy that's kind of fitting toward your fourth, fifth starter in your rotation.
So would you say that unequivocally this is the healthiest that he has been since he's been in a Twins uniform?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, this is for sure the healthiest he's been. When we first got him early on, he's probably dealing with a little bit of soreness there. Pitched pretty well for us at the outset, but then once the elbow started barking again and we learned that his UCL did have more of a tear there, he had to go back under the knife and get that Tommy John procedure for a second time. That was unfortunate, but as he was building back last year, you could tell there were really good signs, but the further you get away from that surgery, the more in routine you are, I think the better he's gotten. And now that he's got some starts under his belt this year, had a great offseason, came into spring training really prepared for it, you know, he's on a mission here to have a really good season for us.
You know, the Twins clearly here in Twins territory, they got off to a sluggish and slow start, are red hot right now, one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball. When you start off slow, kind of what is the message to all of the guys there in the clubhouse, whether it's you or Rocco, kind of what is it early on? Because I know that from a fan perspective, it's always, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. But with you guys collectively there in the organization, kind of what is the message?
You know, it's really two-pronged, right? The first part is you want to try and assess what are you doing well? What aren't you doing well? And are there things you need to change and to fix? And, you know, we kept an eye on what we were doing inside the clubhouse, what guys were doing from a routine standpoint, all their hitting plans and approach. And we weren't executing. You know, there's a difference between having a poor plan and then not executing. And I think our guys had good plans. They knew what they were trying to do at the plate. We just weren't getting those hits to fall. We had a lot of really tight games, put a lot of pressure on the bullpen when you have one run games every night. And we found ourselves in a hole. But then as you're watching guys internally continue to battle and fight and show up every day, that's all you can ask for, as long as they have a good plan and they're never quitting. And that's the clear part that Rocco, the staff, and a number of the veteran players did. They just kept pushing, and they made sure that there was no quit in the room. And, you know, we've seen the results of that over the last few weeks for sure.
We're talking to Twins baseball, President of Baseball Operations, Derek Falvey, here on the Lake Show on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830-WCCO. And you guys have just been spectacular at home with a record of 16-7. But when you look at the division, and this is a very competitive division in the Central, everybody in the division has a winning record other than the Chicago White Sox. They are the outlier. How important is it to make sure that you take care of that home field advantage?
Yeah, it's critical. You every team plays a little bit better at home typically than they do on the road over the course of a season. But, you know, for us, we know that Target Field, you know, our home, we know we play well there and have for a while now. And, you know, feel like as long as we keep putting up when we're home, you just mentioned that the division's really good. We're going to have really good games in and out. The White Sox get better. You know, they've certainly gotten better year over year. They've got some good young pitching that's starting to come. But then when you add in those other three teams that, you know, made the playoffs last year in Kansas City, Detroit, and Cleveland, with us right there along the way, we're going to be battling the South through the end. So I think the AL Central is definitely getting some recognition now as one of the more competitive divisions in baseball, and we feel we're right in the middle of that. We're going to have to fight all the way through the fall.
You know, one of the things that we have to deal with in sports nowadays, and it's a good thing because we learn and we grow and we get more information and we get more knowledge, is about concussions. And clearly, you know, the way that we evaluate and look at concussions and what we've learned about head trauma and stuff like that in 2025 is very much different than what it was in maybe 1985 or 1975. With all that being said, how is Byron Buxton feeling and how is Carlos Correa feeling?
Yeah, you're right, Henry. I mean, we know so much. And quite frankly, as soon as a guy enters the concussion protocol at the league level, it's really out of the team's hands. It's out of the individuals, you know, certainly the players' hands. And that's a good thing because it really just focuses on making sure that guys get healthy first before they get on the field, that no one's rushing anything. And that's important. So as it stands right now, and each concussion's different, each guy responds differently. So in Carlos's case, he's progressed all the way through, cleared a lot of the protocols here, and is in really short order here, ready to join us back. And then in Byron's case, progressing well as well, but maybe taking a little bit longer in terms of the process and the next steps. That's to be expected. The good news is that both guys continue to get better every day, and we're going to get both of them here back in short order. I'm confident in that.
One of the things I'm going to need you to do for me, Derek, and I think I speak for all Minnesota Twins fans, is whenever we play the Guardians, just try to help us with some better weather. I don't know what it is about whether it's going to Cleveland and facing them there and them kind of trying to wait out and see if the rain's going to surpass or whatever. Or I think that earlier in the year, they were waiting for rain, and the rain never really kind of came and ended up, it was like a 3-hour delay. But unfortunately, this week, it was just rather crappy. And now today, we've got beautiful weather. But, you know, it's always kind of a weird situation when you have weather and we have to wait it out. That's just the dynamic of being a baseball fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're right, Henry. I will tell you, we went down there to Cleveland. I remember that a few weeks back, and I think we waited through a 2.5-hour rain delay where it didn't rain, you know, and that's not their fault. That's just the reality of a forecast that you're not sure what's going to happen. And for us the other night, we were hopeful that we were going to be on the edge of the storm in game one, and ultimately it started to fill in and we got some lightning and had to stop and start a couple of times. So it is not the easiest part of the job. I will tell you that, trying to navigate when do you start, when do you not, the league's involved, both teams are involved. You try and do best because, you know, you want everyone to have a good experience out there. The fans, certainly everyone that's in the ballpark, the players, and when you're watching at home and listening on the radio, you want to make sure you can get those games in. So we need some better weather when we play Cleveland, that's for sure. I'm sure we'll get it later in the year.
You know, we know who the name players are on this team and on this roster. You know, whether it's Carlos Correa, fans having the Byron Buxton jerseys, the Royce Lewis jerseys, the Pablo Lopez jerseys. But one of my favorite guys on this team and in this organization is Ryan Jeffers. He just he brings his hard hat, man, and he continues to improve. I think that he's having a really solid year. And I kind of wondered a few years ago when you guys got to make tough decisions about who you're going to keep and who you're going to part with. And Mitch Garver, I thought, was a good player for the Twins at the time. But Ryan Jeffers just seems to be a really, really solid guy in this organization. Just kind of talk about his productivity here this season.
Yeah, you're spot on. Ryan's a guy that, you know, from a catching standpoint, it's really hard to get, you know, good overall defense and offense out of the catching position. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that maybe can just defend, or guys that can swing the bat a little more that don't play as good on the defensive side. It's a demanding position. You know, it's certainly physically demanding, it's mentally demanding, it's taxing. And so you see catching performance across the game, at least from an offensive standpoint, you know, relatively low. We've been blessed the last couple of years to have health behind the plate between both Ryan and Christian Vasquez, the way they team up back there and the ability to lead our pitching staff and work together on it. You're going to need two guys through the course of the season. Quite frankly, you're probably going to need more than two when you have some injuries. But Ryan shows up every day. He goes about his work every day the right way. He prepares for the pitchers. He knows that he can't carry an 0-for-3 out into the defensive side. It's a little different when you're playing the outfield or you're playing second base when you have a bat at bat. You know, you're focused defensively, but it's not – it can be on your mind that you had the bat at bat. Well, you don't get that luxury as a catcher, and you got to get out there, you got to shake it off, and you got to keep going and lead your pitcher through the game. And I think Ryan's done a great job with that for us this year.
You know, without Byron Buxton in the lineup and without Carlos Correa in the lineup, are you still ultimately super confident in this team's defensive ability?
It's definitely been a calling card of our last couple of weeks, certainly, is our defense. I mean, when we went on this run, obviously, if you win 13 in a row, a lot of things have to go right, right? You have to be swinging the bats well. You have to get timely hitting. Your bullpen has to be locked down. Your starters have to go deep in games and give you a chance to win every night. That has been happening throughout. But I think what you're pointing out is maybe the unsung hero of the streak that we had, which was really quality defense every night. I think Cody Clemens has been a nice fit for our roster, the way he's played defensively, big plays, in, you know, night in, night out. Guys stepping up, right? Brooks Lee having to take over some of those at-bats from Carlos while he's down on the IL. And Harrison Bader, we know, is an excellent center fielder. So with Byron down, you know, you're not taking a massive step backward there because you have such elite defense on that side. You're going to need defensive quality throughout the course of the year. It typically doesn't slump, and hopefully we can keep it from slumping over the course of the season.
Couple of final questions for Twins President of Baseball Operations Derek Falvey here on the Lake Show on the Good Neighbor. And you just mentioned one of the names that I wanted to bring to your attention and talk about is Harrison Bader. Me and my producer Chris, we said this during spring training that when they added Ty France, he was absolutely a candidate to have a bounce back type of season. And I love the Bader signing. And in my opinion, Bader's been better than what I expected. And the reason why, in my opinion, he's been better than what I thought is that when he is on first base or just on the bases, his speed and his ability to steal bases is much better than what I ever thought. Just your commentary on both of those guys.
Yeah, those guys have been huge for us. I mean, I would say both those two guys, along with Danny Coulomb, who came to us right around the same time, have been really unsung heroes for the group all year. Danny's been fantastic out of the bullpen. Harrison's brought a different edge. You know, he's got anyone who's come to the ballpark and watched him play, I mean, if you don't think he's having fun every time he steps on a baseball field, you know, I can tell you it's a special thing. And he brings a different edge to the clubhouse, too. He's been around. He's been in playoff games. He's been around the league a little bit. He knows what it looks like to win and to win in big markets. And so, you know, for him, he loves that role that he's playing. But you're right, his speed, his defense, he's played offensively as well as he's ever played in his career. It's been a real lift for us. And then in Ty, definitely a guy that we saw bounce back capability in, and a guy that could play a really good first base. And he's really stepped up for us, both playing the position defensively and his timely hitting and big hits that he's gotten in games to drive in runs when we've needed him.
You know, one of the guys that, or two of the guys that I mentioned kind of going into the season that I felt like needed to step up a level if this team was going to bounce back and take the division. One guy being Trevor Larnach. I like the way that he has played thus far. And the other guy being Matt Wallner. Unfortunately, Wallner's not been in the lineup. He's been out on the injured list the last, you know, few weeks or whatever. Any update on Matt?
Yeah, so Trevor's been great. You know, certainly you pointed out, I mean, he's swinging the bat better of late, for sure. And, you know, maybe the best news for us on the injury front of late is Matty Wallner's out on a rehab assignment and starting to play in games. So that's good news. When he had his hamstring strain, it, you know, might not have seemed like much at the time, but when we got a chance to look at it under an MRI, it was a little more severe than we thought. So it took him longer, you know, ultimately to get back. But this kid, when he's in the middle of our lineup against right-handed pitching, he totally changes the game. And I think that we all know those other names you mentioned. I think Matt might be right up there with one of our best performers against right-handed pitching when it's all said and done at the end of the year.
Hey, Derek, always a pleasure, man, to have you on the show. I appreciate you giving me some time this evening, and let's go Twins.
Thanks, Henry. I always appreciate you.
All right, take care. That's Derek Falvey, Twins President of Baseball Operations, joining us here on the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.